Blog Talk Radio.
I don't care. Gonna fuck you anyway. Don't care. The boyfriend's there anyway. Don't care. You've got a camp on it with. Don't care. Well, you're gross anyway.
By the time people get done listening to the show, that's the only song they're going to know. Wish I could scream like that. I'm not even going to try. Not going to try. Because I'm Jay Davis. This here is Jacob Curran. You are? Yeah. And we've had a brief hiatus, a couple days off. We'll get into the reasons why here in a minute. But we're back, and that's the important thing. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. Even if you're not listening live, close your eyes and imagine the bunker right here next to us. That's what I'm doing right now, imagining you right here next to me, or Jacob's sitting.
You got an active imagination, JJ.
I do, Ernie. Thanks for pointing that out. I do. We don't know. Where is here? It's subjective. That's not the kind of party we're having tonight, I tell you that much. Oh, those of you YouTubers joining us late, that's my fault. But I'm sure you were imagining yourself being here. Oh, God, that's not a way to start the show. All right, I don't know if you saw I don't know what it looks like to go on the internet and see the show. I don't know if you see all this stuff that we got here, the episode information.
I think it's probably really, yeah, that stuff.
And that slideshow that we have. Mm-hmm.
And they just put the pictures.
Okay.
Gizmos and doodads.
Yeah, because this is a high tech studio. I'm glad it's all stored there in the internet. Just some valuable broadcasting equipment.
Fart button.
That's a pretty pricey fart button. Let me show you. Hold on. The real money spent on this part. Oh, thing's still under warranty. We'll, we're going to get that fixed.
We got the free version part.
Yeah, $19.99. Shipping and handling. How do you ship or handle part button? I don't know. This show's getting out of hand quick.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you are able to see this episode info, you're able to read it right now. You know what? Let's open up this chat. What do you think? We are going to go all out again. We're going to invite you, the listeners, Parent Unafraid, to chat right along with us. So you won't have to imagine. It won't be such a stretch when you close your eyes and just imagine that you're here in the bunker with us. Although, I'd be a little impressed, I think, if you could type with your eyes closed. So, wants to chat here. That's us. So what's this thing here? You want to handle the chat? All right. Here you are, sir. And I've handed the piece of car over to Jacob, figuratively speaking. We need to open another room here. Are you guys still there? You are. And you are over here. I believe so. So while Jacob takes the car for a spin, let me tell you here, tonight, we called this one the pre-court pep rally because tomorrow, there's three of us in there. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., Sarpy County, Nebraska, Sarpy County Courthouse, Papillion, Nebraska. I'm going to court for what is called a dispositional hearing. Now, I know that sounds all dispositional. But basically, tomorrow's the day I go in there and we're going to find out what I'll know what's going on. Messed up thing is, well, I shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be having a disposition. And the only reason we've gotten to this stage, which, as you know, comes after the adjudication or the finding of responsibility, that party was responsible for the abuse or neglect or whatever of the child that they're accused of abusing or neglecting. This thing's drug on now for 10 months. It's been gone, and I've fought it every step of the way. Fought it single-handedly. I've had three attorneys at one point or another who offered no advocacy, no legal expertise. I mean, they couldn't even finagle a glass of water at a hearing for me if they wanted to. They've all been largely worthless, and that's why I don't depend on anyone else to speak up or speak out, because no one's going to say it louder, and no one's going to try harder than me, my kids. So anyway, I've done it for so long, and then finally, those of you who don't know the story, I'll get into just a little bit. They've thrown everything at me. They have they've really gone all out, and I'm flattered, to be honest with you. I'm just flattered. We've gone from county attorney has tampered with witnesses, has destroyed evidence, just for little old me, you know. That's cool. And well then, when they saw that I wasn't going away, had some felonious charges trumped up on me, some assault charges, some things that would likely have me sent to prison for some considerable amount of time. And they took this thing all the way down to the wire 2 days before trial. Then they called and dismissed all the charges, dropped the whole thing. So they knew they'd take it to court, they're screwed. So they've threatened me, they've tried to throw me in prison, they've threatened me with my children, they've gone above and beyond, just for little old me. And again, state of Nebraska, thank you. I'm flattered. But anyway, in a moment of, and perceived to be a moment of weakness, about 6 weeks ago, I went ahead and admitted one of the allegations in the affidavit or the petition. And my reason for doing so was this. I've been told all along, I've been busting my hump and calling these people NFC. I've been calling the base workers, calling everybody on a daily basis, saying, what can I be doing to get my children home? What kind of plan, what kind of services can I participate in, what can I do? And the answer I got every time was nothing. Nothing really even starts until after your adjudication, after you get adjudicated. Now, adjudication is a multi-syllable word for trial, basically, where I would have been able to put on evidence and they would have had to prove their point or their case. Now, the thing is, in juvenile court, the standard of evidence is lowered. They don't have it the beyond a reasonable doubt thing. They base things on in juvenile court is a preponderance of the evidence. It just has to be that a reasonable person could likely see, yeah, okay, maybe that happened. That's all it takes. Pretty risky position to put yourself in, I think, especially considering the fact that I've seen these people destroy evidence, tamper with witnesses, have counselors, therapists transferred out of their position and into another state. I've seen them do some things, and $59 million buys NFC a lot of power. So what they couldn't do, however, was after nine months of burying me and not making any efforts to reunite me with my children, they were under the gun a little bit. They hadn't tried a single thing. Now, their thought was this is going to go to the trial and we're going to drag it out and they're going to get to the 15-month point where they can try to terminate my parental rights and it would all be a moot point by then. They weren't counting on me saying, all right, well, I'm going to just go ahead and admit to one of the allegations. Didn't admit to the whole thing. I went ahead and I made an admission, and at that moment, when I was adjudicated, the clock started on NFC, and I don't think they realized that yet even. For 8 months, they've been making reasonable efforts to reunify, but not with me, the relevant parent. And the state Supreme Court has found that the efforts need to be made with the parent whose home the children were taken from, the relevant parent is what the Supreme Court called it. So I'm the relevant parent. None of these efforts have been made with me. All of a sudden, there is a certain time frame that all these things need to happen within. All of a sudden, they're up against the clock, and they've spent 10 months, 8, 9, 10 months, trying to destroy me, trying to destroy my character, trying to destroy everything about me. And at the same time, elevating my ex-wife, my children's mother, to almost godlike status. And so when NFC now has to make those same efforts with me, it's going to be impossible without making themselves appear to be liars about everything that they've said in elevating the ex-wife. So they're going to have to, in order to make these efforts with me, diminish the ex-wife and take away a lot of the things that they've said, because they've said that I was violent, that I was going to, you know, cause harm to my ex-wife and things like that. Really, they're up against the wall, and time's running out on them, at least on the federal watch. Time's really running out on them, because tomorrow is court day. That's why we're here, pep rallying the peps around here. I don't see any peps, but I know my peps are rallied at this moment. You know, I've never felt my pets rallied in such a way. I'm getting excited, Jake. I'm pretty happy. Look around the bunker here. Maybe you could describe the general atmosphere.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. The general atmosphere was what, Jake?
Organized chaos.
Yes.
Yes. Thank goodness for post-it notes. And manila folders, I believe. What we have here, Jacob, is a plan of attack. Oh, no. I have to use your phone in a moment, buddy. Wonder why. Another thing to celebrate go on today. We got a call. We got a phone call. Parent Unafraid, jdavis.net, that whole thing, what we're trying to do there. We got a phone call today. They were referred to us by, they didn't say, but someone else said, someone said, I should give you a call. I have a story about how to fight NFC and fight CPS and fight the Department of Health and Human Services. Unfortunately, when they called, I was on my way out the door. I was heading to the courthouse to go file a motion. And I asked them to give me a call back. Then my kids were here, and I haven't got to speak with them. So I'm thinking about giving them a call.
Give me a minute. That's what I should do. Oh, I just got a dinger on a text message machine.
Ha! Oh, this is good stuff. Hello. One moment here. Hello. Let's see. I got to see if we can bring this guest on the air. It's 9 a.m. tomorrow. Give me just a moment. Let's take a quick break so I can finish this message here. Because I hate to be rude and text away like this. Let's see. What should we go for some break music? How about this one that says break? Nah, I want to go with this one. Turn on a parade. Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back. I'm hoping that this esteemed guest expert right now will be able to give us a call here on the show. Let me make sure that number is 213. Okay. Oh, 213-325. That's me. Yes. Sorry. I'm my peps are all rallied right now, and 716-9690. That's what it is. 9690. Oh, no.
So we were talking about a moment ago.
What are we talking about, Jake? Organized chaos here.
Yep.
Oh, we're talking. I was going to also try to give a call to that to the young woman who reached out to Parent Unafraid just a while ago. And
oh well, I don't know if she'll recognize the number because obviously, if you're calling from your phone, I wonder if I can conference this thing in somehow. Which I can. Watch this. This will be awesome. Okay, so add call. And we're back. All right, I don't know what you heard there. That was weird. That was weird. Well, she didn't answer. That's unfortunate. Could do something else. I think she may have called from this other number, too. I might. Go on, try that thing out. You want to dial this number, Jake? I hope this is the person. we got a great show. Look at this thing here. How do I do that? Recent? Okay, of course, it's 402. Oh. And 218. See, that's high tech right there. That's a high tech way of not revealing someone's phone number. You know what I mean? So, it's Phil. Hi, this is Jason Davis calling from Parent Unafraid. And as hi, I received a call here just a little bit ago. Did I miss one from you? Oh, I know who this is. Oh, sorry. No, I'm doing my radio show. As a matter of fact, right now. Well, heck, would you like to go on the radio? What's that? Oh, I put you on speakerphone real quick. I'm actually doing the show right now. I thought I was calling someone else who had called the show earlier today, and I dialed the wrong one. So that was an accident. Well, that was awesome. So who that was, this is pretty funny. That was the lady who does the supervised visitation for me, bring the kids over. Yeah. No wonder she sounded so happy to hear from me or knew who I was. You know, no introduction was necessary. Wow. Sorry about that, visitation worker whose name I will not reveal because I want you to lose your job because you're pretty cool. You're pretty cool. Oh, man, time's going too quick. Things going by. We got a party to have. We got rallies to pep and peps to rally.
Let's see what chat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't what do you call it? Neglect the chat. Oh, I can converse with you via the chat. We can just type back and forth, and that's what our guests would hear. So, I think I might unveil some of my plan. I'm not going to unveil all of it here, because I know that we do have some very esteemed listeners. I divided our audience, I suppose, into two groups, three core groups, really, three groups. We've got our fan base. We've got our listeners. We've got those guys who I would like to call, you know, friends of the show, Parent Unafraid, friends of the show. We've got some T-shirts getting made up. We're going to start, people call in. We start amassing, you know, a fan base. We'll be able to better spot each other when in public. Because they're wearing a kick-ass, Parent Unafraid, friend of the show shirt. Ooh. Yeah. Now, that's one group. That's the hardcore guys right there. Now, got the other group who are just casual listeners, podcasters who just want to hear something different. And maybe they're fans of Ernie's. I don't know. And they're just out there. Then we got another of our audience who represent all that is evil in the world. Maybe they work for the state of Nebraska. Maybe they work for
the Nebraska Families Collaborative. Maybe they work for Heartland Family Service or Beneficial Behavioral Health, or even better, Capstone Behavioral Health. All right. Oh, Lord. We could get into a whole mess with that one. Maybe I will, to encourage someone else to call. Either way, that segment of our audience, I don't know what we call them. The POS crew. We got friends of the show. We got the out there's. And then, for those listeners, they could be I don't know. Let's throw that one out there. Let's name them. Let's name the third segment of our audience. We've got the hardcores, the casuals, then the hardcore. Yeah, let's find out. Send us your thoughts. You can chat with us here, blogtalkradio.com/ParentUnAfraid, I think it is. Probably already know that if you're listening. You can call us at 402-616. Oh, what the heck just happened here? Are we off the air? Another technical difficulty. What's going on here? Well, I know that our phone line is still on, so I'm thinking they can still hear us here. Oh, what happened? Studio's gone. Oh, you hit the backspace thing. Oh, you did. Studio. We're no good at this technical stuff. Oh, no. Yeah. Aha! We're on the air. Yeah, we're still here. We got 0 seconds of our stream left. No, we don't. We got plenty. All right. So anyway, send us at 402-616-6093. You can text that machine, whatever your suggestion is for our third audience population segment.
Or you could call in at our
646-716-9690
number, which lets you guys talk to us directly.
Live in the bunker,
yeah.
Or you can even email jdavis@jdavis.net. We'll be sure to give all of your suggestions careful consideration, and we'll announce the name of the third audience segment.
The chat board that we now
have. Yeah, oh yeah, we can go that thing. Bink. Hey, chat now. Oh, walls with allergies. Thank you. So, time to unveil a little bit of this plan. I've run out of time. I was up against the clock, just like NFC. No freaking chance. That's what I call them. So, I was up against the wall here, time-wise. My kids were on their way over. I had to get over to the court to file this thing. And so, in order to introduce the evidence that I have, you know, I have to have the state needs advance notice. They have to be able to prepare for it. They have to be able to look at what I'm going to offer as my evidence. So, a lot of times, if you just spring it right there in court, the judge isn't going to hear it. He's not going to let you present it. And so, I kind of circumvented that whole deal by filing a motion to dismiss everything. I asked the judge then to dismiss all this stuff and really ask that, let's see, I'll pull it up here. Ah, here we are. Oh, no.
Here it is.
Yeah. Ah, hey, there we are. And where's the old? Oh, yeah, where's the good one at? New motion to dismiss. So I asked, I said to the judge here, basically, in 7 or 8 line item. Oh, what we have? Oh, it's our guest. Oh, no. How do I switch it? Put it on. Paying that afraid. We're running out of time here, and I really want to get this call in. This is going to be great. So, those of you listening, we're about to receive a call here. Here we go.
Yeah, well.
Oh, all right. This is Sharina. All right. Hey, thanks for calling us. Let you know
We are going, we're live, it's internet radio, so, you know, it's, you're not being listened to by a whole lot of people, but the people who are listening, I think would be interested in hearing what you have to say. And I know I am. So thanks for calling. So, a little background here, just a little bit ago, we spoke briefly, and you said that someone referred you to our website, was it? All right.
It was Amanda, Miranda. I can't think
of Yeah, friend of the show, yep. All right.
So, what's going on? I heard you got some problems that are happening now, or have you just had some information?
Well, I've been fighting this date for going on 4 years now.
Oh, my.
I had my kids home for a year and a half. The CPS worker that I had decided that because I chose to go to school to better my life for my children, that I could not follow through with the safety plan because my ex-husband at the time, it was my current husband at the time, but now ex-husband, had a medical seizure and broke the window of my truck.
Oh.
Kids reported it. They took it as a DV situation.
Oh.
And made us sign a safety plan. Well, I was in school from 7, well, I had to be in school at 8, so I had to leave the house at 7:30, drop kids off at daycare, and go to school from 8 to 5.
Right.
Tuesday through Saturday. Well, they said since I could not cooperate with their safety plan, that they came in and took my kids.
Right. And once they throw that DV thing in there, that's how they sink their teeth in, I guess. They won't let go of that one. So, that's 4 years.
If I left my husband, I'd have my kids home. So I left my husband, had my own place, paying my bills, everything else.
And
they moved me to monitor it every 15 minutes off in. Well, my ex-husband decided he wanted to go to McDonald's. And, well, the kids saw him, and, well, it was a public place. So since that happened, they put me back on supervised visitation.
Oh, man.
And so I've been sitting on supervised visitation now for a year and a half.
Oh, I know that feeling.
I did go through a spurt where I didn't have a home, didn't have anybody to turn to, so I was homeless.
Yeah.
I have my own place, and now they're trying to threaten to terminate us.
Oh.
Even though I've done everything they've asked me to do.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk again probably after the show, because we've got about 10 minutes left of the show. But we'll talk again. And I know I can point you in the right direction, and we can get things, we'll get this sorted out, I think. Let me ask, are you here in Nebraska? Is that who you're talking about, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services?
Unfortunately, yes.
Right. And,
Lancaster County, nonetheless.
Oh. I don't suppose you feel comfortable giving the name on the air of your caseworker by chance. But if you don't, I definitely understand.
My current one or the one that got me into the soap?
Yeah, the real rotten one there. Well, it sounds like they're both pretty rotten.
Her name she's no longer with the state. She moved to another state.
Oh.
But her name was Brenda Koo.
All right. Well, Brenda Koo, we, Parent Unafraid, one finger salute you, and we'll try to get a T-shirt in the mail to you somewhere, wherever you are hiding out, because you've done a rotten job here. Serena, how about, can I give you a call back here just after the show? Give me about 15, 20 minutes. I'll give you a call back. Or is that too late?
No, that's fine.
Okay, great. I'll give you a call back, and thanks for calling in. We'll get this thing sorted out one way or the other.
All right,
thank you.
That's why we do this. We had a friend of the show call in the other day, had a victory, got some time with his daughter. And I got, man, YouTubers, I bet you can still see the, what were those? Goosebumps. Our chat. What happened to our chat? Oh, we're still there. Very good, very good. So, briefly, because we are running out of time now, Serena, thanks for calling. I'll call you back. I definitely will. And what she was saying there was that it's gone on now. For 4 years, and the state after 15 months if your child's been out of the home for 15 out of the previous 22 months. They file to terminate your parental rights, and they take them for good. And at that point, that's when they start selling them to the wholesalers, you know, making their money off of policing the kids. And it's sick. Sick. Anyhow, and especially when it's clearly someone who was trying to be compliant, was trying to make a better world for herself and for her family. And because of the miracle of state intervention, you know, she's unable to do that. And if she were to better herself, better her family, and get them to a place where the state would have no more grip on them, now they threaten to take the kids, you know, terror tactics, what I call them. So anyway, I got some tactics of my own. Jeff, yeah, I won't just say your name out there. Biggest SOB, anybody who remembers the first show will remember who I'm talking about. SOB, you're number one. And, well, found out some information. And, well, I don't even know how to sort this thing out for you guys because my head's a little ADD. But basically, I filed for this motion to dismiss today. And in the motion, I said that I would like to be able to present tons of evidence tomorrow in court. And that is what's going to buy me the opportunity to do that. Now, if you are listening, if there's anybody out there point who is just dying to hear what I'm talking about, check out jdavis.net a little bit later on. I'd say somewhere between midnight and 1 o'clock this morning should be all wrapped up. Check this out, Jake. Click. I will post kind of, it's an interactive PowerPoint kind of deal, an office mix, they call it, which is pretty freaking awesome. There's video on it. There's sound effects. There's no fart button on this one, though, unfortunately. That's right. I'm the Ron Burgundy of internet radio. So check this thing out. This is how I'm going to dazzle them in court, too. Basically, I've put this thing together. I've laid out the case against NFC. I've laid out where they've gone wrong. I've laid out what laws they've broken, what statutes they've broken, the crimes committed by my ex-wife, by my ex-wife's mother. I've quoted the statutes. I have overwhelming evidence proving my case against the ISIS, I'd say, of the child welfare world, NFC.
Sure.
That's why I'm asking. I'm asking for time, you know, to present my evidence. You can print each of these, so there's a hard copy of it. Now, if he doesn't let me show the demonstrate it in court, well, I'll just make copies of this and I'll give it to each of the interested parties, and away we go. And it just won't be as fun. Let's just pick one of these out here. Cause there's some good stuff. Here's the overview. Pretty lame. Oh. On the topic of supervised visits, I have supervised visits still, and I have since August last year. But, quote, well, by all accounts, including SOB Vandenberg, I mean, Sloot, there are no safety concerns for Mr. Davis's care or interaction with his boy. One of the most recent visitation reports says this. Quote, Mr. Davis interacts appropriately with his children during visitation. There are no safety concerns or risks, and Mr. Davis is sure to feed the children during the visits. Goes on to say that Jason is a great, engaging, loving father, and it is clear through his words and actions. Throwing out there, considering, you know, I have supervised visits. I mentioned here, in consideration of all that, the obvious recommendation at this time must be they're not going to come home. And the recommendation must be wait for it. Fires. Anyway, the obvious recommendation must be unsupervised visits immediately. And if they can't pull that one off, you know, well, the kids just need to come home tomorrow. And that's why I'm all jacked up. I'm rowdy and I'm ready to fight these people. And I'm telling you now, I've already called and I've rounded up some money for bail. Because I fully intend to see this thing through And if these sons of bitches try to quiet me tomorrow, if I'm not able to speak, if I'm not able to present our case, and if they try to put us off even one more day, I'm not going to stand for it. I will not leave that courtroom without having exposed NFC for the bunch of criminals and pieces of shit that they are. Yeah, I said pieces of shit. It's internet radio. That's right. Oh, we got the YouTubers. Yeah, that brings us a whole new crowd. We got four. We got four core audiences. Friends of the show. Got those ones that are out there. We got the spies from NFC. Maybe they'll turn one of these days and come to the other side, Parent Unafraid side. Then we got the YouTubers. I come up with a name for the tuber. We've got the tubers, friends of the show. Yeah. What? Yeah. Video friends of the show. Friends of the video show? Well, why don't you suggest that to us also? When you send in your emails or your text messages or your, what do you call them? Telegraphs? Telegrams? Breaking news.
Recently, except smoking.
Hey, Joe Davis. Hey, should I leave my telephone machine in?
Ernie, what are you talking about? You leave what?
Oh, you know, you just heard that, didn't you? My teletype.
No, well, I heard that noise, but that was me.
Oh, you sound just like a telephone, Joe Davis. I'm out of here. Stop. This is in your chamber. Stop.
Yeah, just stop, Ernie.
Bye, Joe Davis. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Something wrong with Ernie, man. Can't wait till legislature starts up again. Oh. Well, I won't be there next session. You know what? I'm going to be down there getting to know people, holding up signs, getting people mad, getting people riled up, getting Lincoln ready for when the wave of unafraid parents crashes down on them. We're coming, Lincoln. August 1st. God, you scared me. Well, they can hear it. I don't know. When I was producing, doing the cleanup of the audio, you know, I never heard that lady say anything. If you can't hear her out there, it's just this weird.
She's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Imagine Cortana meets, like, the Wicked Witch of the West.
His feet kicking, saying, you've got 90 seconds. 90 seconds. So, we're running out of time. This lady's going to drop a house on us. Gary, take us out of here, Jake. I can't just lay that completely on your shoulders. Let's rally some peps real quick.
Woo!
What do we say here? Give me an N.
F.
Aaron! Give me an F.
F.
F. Give me a C.
C.
What's that spell?
Something.
No fucking chance, you sons of bitches. You're done for. See you in court. I'm Jay Davis.
I'm Jacob Curry.
And we're out of here, man.
I don't care. I'm gonna fuck you anyway. Don't care. The fight runs there.